have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Social media, it has been a minute. It has definitely been a minute. And so I'm kind of rusty with this broadcasting, remembering where all the tools are. So I may be all over the place. Hopefully I don't click in broadcast button before I supposed to. But it's good to be back. It's good to be back. A lot of good things have been going on and happening. I want to share with you all. And then I just want to kind of keep us abreast of what's going on in the community as well, as it relates to abuse, neglect, you know, things that we can do to help one another and to help build one another in the community. And so today is good evening. It is Tuesday here in the United States. I have to remember that someone told me that was outside of the States. Remind the viewers where we are, because everybody's not in St. Louis. So I thank you all for reminding me, but here in the United States, we are on the Goddess of Life podcast in the Midwest in St. Louis. But globally, we are also across the social media platform and Blog Talk Radio. We have moved, if you notice, we are on Tuesdays now. So we have moved our programming to the second Tuesday of the month. We're going to do it monthly now due to our increase in our load, in our work, in advocacy, and working with the women and the children who we so dearly are compassionate about. But we still want to get information to you, our viewers, and the community. So we worked around some things to try to make this work, and we're going to work it the best way we know how. So I am your host, Cynthia R. Bennett. Here on the Jonathan Podcast, we talk about issues dealing with abuse and neglect, how to raise awareness. We provide resources, give you information, and we offer hope through educating, edifying, and encouraging in our communities, local and globally. I want to thank you, our viewers and our listeners, and we ask that if this podcast is helping or assisting you and your family and friends and associates, anyway, we ask that the Jonathan organization is asking you to take time to go to our website and our social media pages. We also want you to hit like and share. Go down to that button that says like. We want you to hit that button, and we want you to hit the share button so you can send it on to somebody, because you never know who down on your timeline may need this information. So for more about resources and the things that we offer at this organization, or you have any questions, you can go to our website at jonathan.org. But before we get started, I want to read some announcements and go over some announcements. So I am going to click on, I think I have announcements I want to share as soon as I figure out what I did with them. But, oh, there you are. Okay, so I'm going to put this out here. I just want to share with you guys, look, we know that there's a lot of stuff that's going on in the community, and we know our churches and ministries are in the community. And so if we're going to build up and be an encouragement owner of Parkman Publication, Marilyn Parker, to ask me would I do a live Zoom meet and greet. And so we are going to be doing that Tuesday, August the 30th, from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. We're only going to take an hour of your time just to share with you who I am, what is a job in the community, what we're doing, and first and foremost, how we can be a senior resource to your church, to your organization, to your ministry, to help your members and the community that your church is located in when your members and people in the community come to you with issues of this nature. It's coming if it's not already there. We know some of it's there. But instead of our ministers and our men and women of the cloth having to deal with that, instead of the spiritual needs, we are offering to be a premier resource for the churches where you can send your members and you can send people that come to you that you know of who's battling any of these issues that we talk about. They can come to our organization. We can talk to them on Zoom. We can schedule a meeting to come to the organization. And guess what? We are strictly confidentiality. You will not know who in your organization that has come to us because we will not share that information. But we want to be a premier resource to our churches so we can heal our community. And it starts in our churches as well. So, again, this is a Zoom meet and greet. It is August, Tuesday, August the 30th from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. We just ask you to come get on board. We're just going to share, and I'm just going to do top high level about Safe Sanctuary, about what we can do and how we can help our members and how we can help the community and share if there's information that our leaders want to know. We are going to be there to share with you, to help you, help our organizations, and, you know, because we want to partner. We got to collaborate and get on this together. So that is something I am really excited about, and I just wanted to share that with you guys. And I hope you send this flyer, go out to my web page, social media page, and share this to people you know, to leaders you know that may want to jump in on this Zoom for this meet and greet. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Second, we're coming up to our developer program. It is going to be starting in September the 10th. And we have condensed the classes. We realize 8 Saturdays is a bit stretched for some people. And so what we're going to do, we've condensed it to 4 Saturdays. 4 Saturdays. All we're asking you to dedicate those 4 Saturdays, commit to those entrepreneurship. And you also still get to present your app with your families, and you still get the $50 gift certificate when you complete the class. All we're asking you to do is to commit to those 4 Saturdays. We provide the laptop, we provide breakfast, we provide snacks, we provide all of those things. All we need is a commitment from you for those 4 Saturdays from 10 to 12:30. So you can go out there and register. The seating is limited because we are still abiding by the CDC guidelines. We are still going to do that. And so we're asking you, if you have any girls or anybody you know from the ages of 10 to 19 that want to be a part of this workshop, please go out there and register today. Hey, guys, we are up on again with our annual walk run against abuse. Now, I know some people are like, I'm not run. That's fine. You don't have to run. You can walk. You don't even have to walk. You can be out there and support and encourage other people. But this is a day of event that we are excited about. It's about bringing resources to the community. It's about sharing. It's about encouraging and uplifting. It's about providing resources to the community. Guess what? The registrations, you see them on there. You get a T-shirt. You get the matching mask. And you also get a hand towel for all of the adult registration, a hand towel with all of the print on there for the hand towel. Now, that's for the registration. But also, you get access to the bounce houses that's going to be there. You get access to the hot chocolate and the coffee and the hot dog. We have vendors who have provided items for us to give away, the St. Louis Power Symphony Hall tickets. we have those things that we're going to be giving away, because this is a day for the community to provide resources. We have vendors who's going to be coming out, who's going to share their resources, who's going to give you things to let you know these services, these social services are available to you in the community. We're asking you to send this to everybody. Know it's your job. Forward it to the people in your jobs, at your churches, and come out. We have elected officials, and I'm not going to share their names just yet. I will share them in September, who are going to come out, who's going to speak, who is partnering with us in this initiative. And guess what? We can't do it without you. We need you. We need you. We ask you to go out, because your dollars, that registration fee, can help a woman get in a hotel, can be a meal for an entire family of four, three kids and a mother. It can be diapers. It can be any of those things. So your dollars is going towards helping with what we're doing in the community. And we need you. We need you to be out there to show your support, because that's one thing for a survivor to be out there, to know that these people are out here showing support and for something I'm going through. You don't necessarily know who they have to know who they are. And also, this is also to memorialize the taken, to let those families who are grieving that their loved ones are gone, that we have not forgotten you, we have not forgotten them, and we're still supporting you, we're still advocating community-wide events. We are asking you to come out and be a part of this. And so that is our announcement for this month in August. And we're just looking for you to be a part and to share. So tonight, I want to talk about, I mentioned elderly abuse in our community. And of course, you know that is still out there and that is what's going on. And I know the reason why, and I'm going to share quickly, briefly, why I decided to come up with this particular topic. I know on a recent segment that I had a month ago, we talked about, and we know family navigators, as we talked about and discussed, they are individuals who take on the role of a single point of contact for members who can benefit from integrated care models. We know the social worker and the doctor and the schools and all those people who are integrated to care for a child, to help them support and their strengthening of their children's well-being. And we know that is something that is very much needed in our community. But I have to just raise the point. We have navigators, and they are strictly for strengthening the well-being of children. But I have to say, we need to get some navigators. They need to create something for family navigators for our elders. We have to, our elderly people, it's just sad to see that sometimes in a lot of areas they are forgotten. They're forgotten. They're just cast aside. They're mishandled. They're too slow and they're walking. It's just sad. How our elders are being handled. I see it even in churches. I see it in this. You want to hurry up and rush them. And, it's just sad. And they just feel like they've just been cast aside. They live all these years and all these, these long years that they are living. And, nowadays they are helping to raise kids and grandkids and great-grandkids and nieces, and they just have all of this on their shoulders, and it is sad, because I think about I'm gonna be transparent, I'm gonna share this one story, and it bothered me for a long time. I had a really straight up problem with it. And people don't know that when I was born, my daddy was 50. Okay, so and, he was born in 1916, okay? So he grew up in those eras, like some of these elderly people, they live with some of the stuff we read in books. And we like, I don't know if I'd be able to deal with that. Well, they dealt with it. And I'll never forget I was riding with my dad somewhere, and this man, and he wasn't even a man. He was a, I don't know what he was. He was a young teenager. Called him a boy. That bothered me. That bothered me, Jesus. That bothered me because he's a grown man, and you call him boy. It bothers me because I'm like, elderly people, they endure a lot. They go through a lot. They take on a lot. They have a lot of stuff on their shoulders. Again, they have lived through stuff that we read in our history books, and we already talked about cringing. Oh, no, you know, I couldn't have handled that. I wouldn't have done that. And they did. They dealt with it. And so what made me come about this is when I read about of this particular woman that was on the news last week who was beaten to death by her son inside of these apartments called the Phyllis Wheatley's apartment, which is down on Locust somewhere. Found him in the, you know, her son walked to the police headquarters, and he told them, he said, you know, I killed someone in the apartment complex. You know, just as nonchalant, you know, like, hey, I dropped my bread. I dropped a loaf of bread down the street. That's just how nonchalant and non-alarming this person was. And so the policeman went to the apartment, and they found the woman dead. And you know, she was his mom, his mother. And, you know, they said they have announced that, you know, they charged him with first-degree murder and armed criminal action. But what bothers me is that these elderly go much from the community. You know, I hate to see it. My heart goes out to them, you know, because, you know, they deal with stuff. Let's be honest. Let's just be real. The stuff they dealt with in the 40s and 50s, you know, we wouldn't have done that. We would have had a problem. We probably would have, but we would have done. It's just they deal with a lot. They deal with stuff that we, half of us probably is not even equipped to deal with, okay? They have endured so much stuff growing up, and now in their later years where they should be relaxing, and they should be looking at, as the Bible says, the fruit of their labor, and they shall be, you know, just going over their life and just reminiscing and just, you know, they having to raise kids and deal with all this craziness. I'll give another example. I was in the Slip grocery shopping parking lot one earlier this summer, and I was getting out the car, and this lady, she was an elderly woman, I could tell something was off. Something was off. And she started walking with her buggy, but she started going sideways to the point she fell. And so me and a couple other ladies, we ran over there to get her and everything. An elderly woman. And I sat with her, and I said, well, who can you call? I said, because you cannot drive. Whatever was going on, her equilibrium was off. And I said, you can't drive, ma'am. You're going to have to call somebody. You cannot drive. And so I waited with her, and then the other ladies waited with her. So I said, well, I'm going to run in here and get what I need to get. They said, well, go ahead. We're going to wait for her. But she said, I'm going to call my grand. Listen to this. I'm going to call my grandson. Not the son, my grandson. I'm going to call my grandson. I said, okay, ma'am, sit here. Do you need to get in the car? Do you need to turn the air on because it was warm? And she said, I'm okay. And, you know, she was fiddling with her phone and everything, and she was kind of shaking. So I didn't know if she was, you know, going, having a, you know, the sugar was dropping or whatever, but I knew she could not drive that car. And so I went in, and I came back out, and the car, she was gone. And the other ladies, they were so upset. And I was like, what happened? What happened? Somebody else. And he jumped out the car and just started blasting her, cursing her out. You know, what the blankety blank, blank, blank. I told you I was going to take you to the store, and you blankety blank, 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 blank. And so they said the lady just felt like a little idiot. And that hurt my heart. First of all, I'm glad I wasn't there to see that. I'm glad I wasn't to see that. And the way he talked to this his grandmother, I mean, it was verbal. it was brutal. The way these women, I can't even explain, and I can't even say some of the stuff they said. This grandson, grandma, someone is on blank, 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 blank. You know, of course, they repeated exactly what he said. And my mouth just dropped. And I was really disturbed by that. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, elderly women, elderly men, the elderly period, they go through so much. And yet, then we turn around and we ask them to help babysit, and we ask them to help watch, and then they got to raise folks, and then we turn around and abuse them and misuse them. And I think about this story where this lady whose son killed her. They live in the house together. First of all, you need your own place. How you gonna be in somebody else's house and try to run it? And so, you know, this bothers me. Because this in our community, I've seen it more times than none. I've seen people take their money. I've seen them get the grocery store. You know, they probably trying to count their money. And maybe they, you know, they taking their time, making sure they, you know, stretching, you know, doing this, making sure they not having the ones or twos or the $10 bills stuck together. And then I see the person that's with them, who probably is their grandson or granddaughter, you know, snatch the money out their hand. You taking too long. And, you know, it's just horrible what we do with our elderly. They're bullied. They're being neglected. They're exploited, you know, in so many ways. You know, people hold their money from them. They can't. I've known some of them have had to forego food to be able to take their medicine or pay for their medicine. And when I went through this issue this summer with this particular lady, you know, I was just hurt for her because this guy really, really reeled into her, and she had to get in the car and go home with him or wherever he took her, but she had to get in the car with him. She had to get in the car and listen to this person revile her. That's not normal. But it is also not out of the ordinary. This happens too often. My heart goes out to the elderly. They have lived long. They have endured stuff. They done helped us. You know, if y'all was anybody like me, you know, you had to go home to mom and dad and ask them, hey, can you help me with this? Can I loan this? Can I borrow this? Can, you know, we all had to do it. And then to turn around and talk to them and treat them like they're being treated, like they're second class citizens, like they're in the way. It makes me feel like society has pushed them aside, like they're just in the way. You know, we have no use for you. You know, you're just in the way. And I hate that feeling. I hate it. I hate to see it. Too many of our churches. I've seen it in too many in our organizations. I've seen it at too many community events, like I've seen it too much in the grocery store. They walk too slow. You know, come on. Prayerfully, we get that age. Prayerfully. And my father used to always say the statement, fools don't live long. And so, you know, I just wanted to bring this out that it is, you know, and the state of Missouri says that, you know, the adult abuse, they respond to it and they report. And abuse is bullying. They are left alone for days. You know, I've known somebody went to go get their medicine. It don't take you 3 days to go get some people's medicine. You just took their money and went and did something else, and now they don't have a medicine. You know, I've seen that. Financial exploitation, you know, try to get their money. You know, I've seen people, can I borrow this so-and-so, so-and-so? When they get their check, you come around. I've seen it. You know, so it's just horrible. We have got to do better in the community, regardless, locally, nationally, internationally, globally. Elderly matter. They matter. They carry wisdom. Now, they may not move as fast as we want them to move. They may not talk as fast as we want them to talk. They may not remember quickly. They may forget stuff. They may repeat themselves and say stuff over and over. Let them talk. They earned it. They hear and they endured and they paved the way for some of us, our knuckleheads, that some of us don't have to even deal with what they've done, what they went through. Some of us can't even deal with it. And so if you suspect an adult abuse, an elderly abuse, you know, Missouri has an hotline. And it's 1-800-392-0210. The National Elder Abuse distinguishes 7 characteristics. Of course, we know the physical abuse. Lord have mercy. Folks, I've seen that too. We know the sexual abuse. I've seen that and heard about that too. We know the emotional abuse. Then we're talking about financial material exploitation, exploiting them, neglecting them, abandoning them, and sometimes self-neglect. Sometimes, you know, they'll put themselves behind. They'll put, you know, they'll give Pookie the last $400 of their money, and they know they need that money to last them throughout the month. But they trying to not make you mad because they don't have anybody else to help them. They depend on you, and people exploit that. Happening in our community. And in Missouri, it is a crime, people. It is a crime to financially exploit an elderly or a disabled person knowingly through deception, intimidation, undue influence, or getting the person their out of their property, all of that. That is a crime. And so we need more resources in our community. We need to help our elderly. You know, there's a building that's being erected in North County. As we speak for elderly, I'm excited about it. On West Florissant, I'm excited because they need a place for safety and security. And I'm excited about that. And I'm going to go to information about what's going on. And I want to see if they're going to have a local grocery store because some of them don't have cars. They need something in the vicinity where they can come downstairs and walk next door to a grocery store. So that's something that we can talk about in the community to help them. You know, they deal with a lot, like I said, and then now they got to deal with another kind of crime, this elderly abuse, mostly from people that are close to them. So we got to do better. We have to do better, you guys. So if you know someone that needs help, you can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233, the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-HOTLINE, the 1-800-392-0210. You can also reach out to us at Jonathan's website or our social media page, and you can call us at 1-800-292-2145. Now, that is for those that's in St. Louis, the metropolitan area, maybe even the United States. We can work with you. Now, there's also resources and support services globally. Because this is happening everywhere, people. It ain't just in St. Louis. It's happening everywhere. And so the support and the services also is in more than 205 countries. You can go to the No More Global Directory at nomorefreedirectory.org. nomorefreedirectory.org. And there will be someone in a country and they have services that can help you. Now I'm going to leave you with this. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." God wants to give you the end that you expect. And that end is peaceful. That end is loving. Whatever your end is, he has an expected end for you that he wants to give you, and he wants to give you the end that you expect. I want you to remember that JADASA is a community-based organization. You are our global community as well as our local community. Therefore, you're JADASA. JADASA 24/7, 365 days. All day.